Masechet Cholin Perek Vav Mishnah Vav. When talking about the mitzvah of kisui hadam, the Torah tells us b'shafach et damo v'chisahu be'afar. You should, when you spill the blood, you should cover it in earth. We learn from here that we don't just put dirt on top of the blood after the shechita, but we prepare the ground beforehand with earth so that the blood falls onto the dirt, and you have afterwards you put more dirt on top of it. So there's two layers to the dirt. The blood doesn't fall directly onto the ground and then dirt on top of it, but you put two layers, one under, one above the blood. Here we'll talk about what happens if the blood did not fall directly on to the dirt but onto a surface that is unfit for kisui hadam. Mishnah says dam hanitaz v'sha'al asakin hayav lechasot. Blood that was splattered onto a wall or was left onto the knife after the shechita, there's an obligation to cover it up. He has to scrape the blood off the wall or off of the knife so that it falls onto the ground and then cover it with more dirt. So you should put it onto the dirt and then cover it with more dirt after that. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ematai, Rabbi Yehuda said, what's the situation where the above halacha applies? Bizman she'en sham dam elahu, when the only blood that could be covered is the blood that we're talking about in question. There's no other blood besides the blood on the wall or the blood on the knife. Aval yesham dam shelohu patur min lechasot. But if there's other blood that can be covered, a person is exempt from covering the blood on the wall or the knife because you could fulfill the mitzvah by covering that other blood. In other words, when it comes to kisui hadam, only some of the blood of the animal has to be covered. So if some blood fell on the ground, on the earth, and it's enough to cover that blood, you could disregard the blood that is on the wall or on the knife. But if there's only blood on the wall or the knife and nothing else around, you're obligated to use that blood for the mitzvah.